Good morning and happy Monday, November 15th. Here are your latest music news stories brought to you by The Filter. Adele said it was a question in a magazine quiz. What is something no one knows about her that made her realize her marriage had to end? The singer who was taking the test with some friends responded, "I'm really not happy. I'm not living. I'm just plodding along." She recalled, "From there, I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing it for?" Adele split from her husband Simon in 2018 after 2 years of marriage and 8 years together. "I take marriage very seriously, and it seems like I don't now," Adele told Oprah Winfrey on Sunday's Adele One Night Only, "almost like I disrespected it by getting married and then divorced so quickly. I'm embarrassed because it was so quick." She added, "I've been obsessed with the nuclear family my whole life because I never came from one. From a very young age, I promised myself that when I had kids, we'd stay together, and I tried for a really, really long time." The singer admitted that she still loves her ex-husband, Simon, even if she's not in love with him, and praised him for saving her life when she became famous. "At that time in my life, I was so young, and I think I would have gotten all of it," she said. "I could easily have gone down some dodgy paths and self-destructed from being so overwhelmed by all of it. And he came in and he was the most stable person I'd ever had in my life up until that point. Even now, I trust him with my life." The Astroworld Festival death toll is now at 10, after 9-year-old Ezra Blount succumbed on Sunday to injuries he suffered in a crash of vans. The boy, whose father took him to see Travis Scott, was knocked to the ground and trampled when the crowd surged at the festival in Houston on November 5th. He suffered critical injuries to internal organs and was placed in a medically induced coma. The Blount family tonight is grieving the incomprehensible loss of their precious young son, read a statement by Ben Crump, a lawyer representing the family, in a lawsuit. "This should not have been the outcome of taking their son to a concert, which should have been a joyful celebration. Ezra's death is absolutely heartbreaking. We are committed to seeking answers and justice for the Blount family, but tonight we stand in solidarity with the family in grief." Thank you so much to John R. Kennedy for today's Music News Stories. For more Music News Stories, head to iHeartRadio CA. And for more episodes of The Filter Weekly, head to our YouTube at iHeartRadio CA.